15.2. Exercise 5.
Okay, now we've been considering some of the factors that affect how we understand and interpret the world around us. And today we're going to look at coincidences. Could someone come up with a definition?
It's when two or more similar things happen at around the same time and seem to be connected, but there isn't any obvious explanation.
And people think it's surprising or significant.
OK, that'll do to start. Let's have a few examples.
There's the birthday coincidence.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you have a class of 20 or 30 children, people are amazed if two of them have the same birthday.
And how significant is it if that happens?
Not at all, because with only 23 children, there's a 1 in 2 chance that any two of them will share a birthday.
Most people think you need a far larger number of children.
Of course, it's far less likely that two particular children will have the same birthday, or that any two will share a particular birthday.
Right. Another example?
What about people who correctly predict the result of a football match for 5 consecutive weeks to try to persuade you to buy the computer program they claim to be using?
That's impressive.
And their predictions are correct.
They certainly are.
Then they've probably also sent out other predictions which were wrong.
Exactly. They start by writing to a number of people and divide them into 3 groups. They tell one group that one team will win, tell another group that the other team will win, and tell the third group that the result will be a draw. The second week, they only write to the people who'd received the correct prediction and again divide them into 3 groups, and so on, for 5 weeks. The people who receive all 5 correct forecasts are very impressed, of course, but they don't know that for every person who gets 5 correct predictions, 242 don't.
It seems very impressive when you only know part of what's happened.
Mm.
Then there are the apparent coincidences in fortune-telling or astrology.
Go on.
Well, astrologers describe someone's personality when they don't know the person, only the pattern of stars when they were born. Lots of people believe them, but they generally forget about the statements that aren't true and only remember the ones that are.
So in this case, people are selecting evidence and seeing a pattern which doesn't exist.
Yes, which we often do.
And sometimes people may miss a pattern that really does exist. For instance, the higher the number of ice creams that are sold, the more attacks there are by sharks on people swimming in the sea. It's not that sharks get more dangerous because people are eating ice cream. The reason is that a rise in hot weather has led to both.
Yes. Then there's the interesting case of a woman who won an American lottery twice within 4 months.
Gosh.
Lucky woman.
How likely do you think that is?
Must be one chance in millions.
According to some of the early newspaper reports, the chances of such a coincidence happening were 1 in 17 trillion. But then 2 statisticians at Harvard University calculated that with millions of people regularly buying lottery tickets in America, the odds of such an event happening to someone somewhere were only about 1 in 30. Not that amazing after all.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it can't be right.